This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Pima Federal Credit Union's very own Selena Cervantes and Catalyst Corporate Federal Credit Union's Glenn Wheeler and Aptus Solutions' very own Eric Dotson. They're all here talking about the advantages and benefits of launching FedNow for credit unions, and Pima was one of the first to do it. So really good stuff here from these three fine folks here. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, look at the crew we have here. Oh my gosh, we're talking FedNow, instant payments, the whole nine yards here, especially when it comes to payments. And we got a great, great crew here. So let's do some introductions before we dive into the topic here. Right below me, as you can see, is Selena Cervantes from Pima Federal Credit Union. Selena, how are you? Good to see you.
Doing well. Good to see everyone.
Yeah, we're all here. We're all here. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Glenn Wheeler from Catalyst Corporate Federal Credit. And Glenn, how are you?
Great. Good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then down diagonal from me, it's Mr. Eric Dotson from Aptus Solutions. Eric, good to see you. How are you, sir?
I'm just glad that I got invited, but yes, I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're included, Eric. Come on now. You're always invited. So, all right, guys. All right. Let's talk about advantages and benefits of launching FedNow for credit unions, because you can't swing a cat these days without talking FedNow and instant payments these days, because, it just launched, like a month or so ago, at least the pilot program. So we're all in the mix and getting this going and seeing all the benefits that this will bring credit unions, not only credit unions, but just the financial services industry in general. So I'm going to start off with kind of the big question here, and it's for all three of you. Selena, you're going to go first. Looking at the big picture here, why are instant payments so vital to a financial institution's success today? Why is this so important? Why are we giving all this so much attention right now?
Michael, I think there's several reasons. One is that instant payments allows U.S. financial institutions, including credit unions, to remain relevant and sort of catch up, yep. Right? The world of payments continues to evolve. We know that both consumers and businesses want the ability to move money and have access to their money instantly, any time of the day and any day of the year. So although current payment methods exist now that are fast, there is friction on the back end operationally. It still requires time to process for the clearing and also the settlement. Mm-hmm. With instant payments, it removes that friction for both the consumer and the FI, credit union. With instantaneous clearing and settlement, FIs can gain operational efficiency and meet the demand of their members as well.
Indeed. Yeah, so important, especially in today's instant gratification environment that we're all so used to, especially in the retail environment. And Eric, I'm going to let you go first from the Aptus perspective. Why is this so important today? Why is the instant payments so important for financial institutions today?
Yeah, I think the thing that people need to remember is we're putting in place, these are the payment rails of the future, right? This is the way banking and commerce and everything is going to be done. It's going to be done on a faster rail. It's going to be 24/7. It's going to be 365, so that when you're, need to make a purchase on Labor Day, which was yesterday, and the bank's closed, hey, this rail will not be closed. You'll be able to make that payment. You'll be able to pay your vendor. You'll need whatever you need to be able to do. You'll be able to move your money, have access to your money 24/7, 365. And I think it's so critical for anybody heading into the future. And this creates that rail for us, that way that we'll do banking in the future and credit, working with credit unions in the future. This is the avenue that'll all happen on.
Yeah, indeed. And last but not least, Glenn, let's get the corporate credit union's perspective is here as for the importance of instant payments from your perspective.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I think it's a real advancement for the industry, both from the perspective of being able to facilitate the transactions and the financial settlement within. So it's a network, it's a rail that was built for instant payments. There's been adoption of sort of faster payments, leveraging existing payment rails up to this point. But this is truly an offering from the Federal Reserve to provide a payments network for instant payments that puts at the foundation of it the financial institution. Mm-hmm. You have to have a financial institution involved from a sending perspective as well as a receiving perspective in order for these instant payments through FedNow to work. And I think that's very important because, as Salima was talking about, it really provides financial institutions, it gives credit unions the ability to provide these services that are in demand, both from a consumer and from a business perspective, to be able to offer and provide that from our most trusted go-to resource, which is the financial institution, the credit union, and will provide the ability for instant payments for both consumers and businesses in communities and in neighborhoods that are so important throughout the United States, and it is core to what the credit unions provide as far as services to these local communities as well.
Yeah. And hold that thought, Glenn, because you're next on the second question here, as are each of you. But with FedNow, this is 40 years in the making, obviously. And so how do you see it changing the industry? Glenn, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I really think that this is going to become quickly, if not already, table stakes for financial institutions to offer. Yep. Because I think it's part of a financial institution's offer, image cash letters, ACH, card services, wire services. I think instant payments is just going to be one of that is just a matter of fact that financial institutions are going to offer. Mm-hmm. And I think there's tremendous advantages for them to offer. You just take it from being able to receive instant payments. There, you're going to be able to have both consumers and businesses get their money faster. That right alone has been attractive to many credit unions as far as onboarding onto FedNow. There's a litany of use cases can support instant payments. But one right there from a receipt standpoint is members get their money faster for those eligible transactions. And so I really think this change has been coming for several years. And I think general release of FedNow is one of those watershed moments that we'll look back and say, this is where the springboard to a lot more instant payments really truly started.
Yeah. And Selena, I'm coming to you for the credit union perspective. I mean, you heard Glenn say this is table stakes now. So what's your perspective? Is it table stakes for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a step forward for the credit union industry and for other financial institutions. I think initially for now, I see it changing the way financial institutions and financial institutions process payments, mm-hmm. especially with government entities.
Yeah.
I think we'll see the demand continue to increase. We'll eventually increase adoption later on in the future.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of adoption, I think, for sure. And Eric, I want to get the Aptus perspective as well. How do you see it changing the industry?
You know, it has the potential to have a huge impact, not just at the user level, but also throughout the industry as far as which payment channels people will be using. Mm-hmm. As we go down this path, it has the potential to reduce your dependence on credit cards or reduce your use of checks if you haven't eliminated checks already. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that it may be impacted just from the standpoint of the way that this rail is used, right? As I've already mentioned, 24/7 and 365, no days off. But, and I think Glenn mentioned this too, the immediate availability of funds is key, right? So if I send you $100, as soon as that transaction is complete, you can draw it from your financial institution. The funds are good. They're there.
Yeah.
And so that is a change for everybody, and it will impact what's happening with the other payments, because I think users and especially businesses, they'll adopt this, and it'll reduce their reliance on the other channels that they've been using.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Yeah, I haven't heard that take just yet. And Eric, I'm going to stick with you on the next one here. So what are some advantages and benefits of launching FedNow today? Are early adopters going to have any advantages here? Or I'd love to get your
absolutely.
Take on that. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think there's two key impacts. I like to remind my financial institutions of who's going to be impacted by this. When you look at it, the tech savvy customer, right? Whether it's a business or a consumer, they're looking for these types of payment options. And so they're number one. And then also younger generations. Yeah. And I hear, especially in the credit union space, they're looking at kind of a gentrifying customer base. And they're trying to figure out, well, how do we get more younger users into the pipeline to replenish what's happening in the credit unions? And this is a direct line to that. The younger generation, I've got kids. I've got six kids, in fact. They don't know what a checkbook is. And all they use is a debit card. And then they start looking at things like Venmo or whatever. This has the chance to bring them back in to say, hey, we have a solution for you, a technology solution that keeps your money safe in your financial institution and then delivers it in the moment when you need it, wherever you need it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of how do we simplify that whole process for them and attract them back in. And I think those are the things that from a financial institution's perspective, as an early adopter, I want to be able to bring those customers in. I want to lock those into my organization and not lose them. If I wait, I run the risk of them going somewhere else to get the service that they're looking for. And so I think that's the benefit to the financial institution. Let's get those good customers, lock them in with this service that they're looking for already, and bring in the younger generation also. And there'll be a huge benefit for each financial institution that does that.
Yeah. And I think your point about if you're not going to be using it, somebody else is going to incorporate it. So yeah, so that to me is incentive enough to get on. That's this. Right. And then again, get that younger generation in the door as well. And Glenn, how does a credit union, from the corporate perspective, how does a credit union cost justify this system? And Selena, you are more than welcome to chime in on this one as well from the PIMA's perspective. So Glenn, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, it's back to, I think that there is the demand is so out there that credit financial institutions that don't offer this service run the risk of disintermediation. And I think that's where the cost justification can come into play. Although I really think that instant payments as a payment rail is going to be very market competitive from a pricing standpoint, especially as it evolves and more not just volume comes in, but innovation comes in. And I think the value that you get from instant payments is definitely going to justify the participation, but also any costs associated with those transactions. There's cost with ACH, there's cost with cards, there's cost with check, there's cost with any payment rail. But I think instant payments are going to definitely be cost competitive, especially when you take into account the value that they're bringing in being able to provide new products and services, not just for consumers, but businesses as well. Mm-hmm. The ability with FedNow and instant payments to not just do the transaction and the settlement, but with the transaction, be able to accompany requests for payments and the ISO standard messaging platform, which gives the ability for businesses to really automate and create new efficiencies in their back office to be able to provide transaction data with the transaction, I think is going to be very attractive and make those financial institutions that are early adopters very competitive for those business accounts as businesses transition and see the benefits of those efficiencies.
Yeah, so many good points there for sure. And especially if you want to track those businesses as well. So, and from PIMA's perspective, Selena, I mean, as Glenn was talking, I'm thinking about, you got to play the long game here, right? This is really cool right now. And the immediacy of it all is really fun, but you got to play the long game here, right? So what are you guys looking at from PIMA's perspective?
I mean, we're hoping that this will definitely reduce our costs in terms of providing different payment solutions. As Glenn shared, there's still costs with all payment solutions. We really see that this will be an efficient way to provide the value. I mean, we're talking on the settlement side, everything's processing instantly or settling instantly. that would allow us to free up resources on the back end from our accounting teams with that settlement and reconciliation.
That's a good point. Good point. I'm going to stick with you, Celine, on the next one. There seems to be some misinformation out there about FedNow. Can you share what you're hearing out there? And Glenn and Eric, you guys are more than happy to chime in as well. But what are you hearing, Selena?
Yeah, initially we were hearing, well, we continue to hear, many believe that the FedNow service is the central bank digital currency.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So many members and non-members have inquired, and that's what the buzz is out there. We've received a lot of questions regarding, is the FedNow service safe? Can they safely process in their transactions? And also questioning whether the government has access to their banking or personal information.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys, Glenn, Eric, have you guys heard anything out there as far as misinformation or myth busting, if you will?
Definitely heard those that Selena mentioned. Those are good. And a couple more. We're hearing there's been some feedback we've gotten that this is just another form of ACH. You know, there's some confusion, I think, between what FedNow is versus same day ACH and what the differences are between the two. Yeah. So we've definitely heard that. I agree. The differences between central bank digital currency and FedNow, there is a lot of confusion on that one as well. We also have heard a little bit of confusion about how the settlement occurs with these transactions and through FedNow, the requirement that there be a master account at the Fed to handle settlement. We've heard that there have been financial institutions that don't have a master account that think they need to open one. And so we've had to educate on the fact that no, you can still use a correspondent account, kind of like you do for other services. So there's just a lot, but I think that's natural for any new payment rail that's just coming out, that there's going to be confusion and some misinformation. And so it's incumbent on us as an industry to really kind of clear those things up sooner rather than later, so that individuals can make good decisions based on true information versus things that misinformation that they may have heard in other areas.
Yep. And that's why we're having conversations like this to kind of clear the air, if you will. Eric, what have you heard out there? Are you echoing both sentiments here?
Yeah, I've heard those things. You know, another one I'll clear up is, hey, you're not going to be forced to get on this. So nobody is forced to use this payment rail. It's completely optional. The other thing that I think isn't necessarily a myth necessarily, but it's some confusion as far as people getting mixed up between RTP and FedNow and what's the difference and what are the rules? Because there's some slight differences on how you need to get connected in if you want to get connected into one or the other. And sometimes people will confuse what needs to be done in order to get on the FedNow solution. That's a great thing why, you know, organizations like Catalyst Corporate that Glenn's with, they spend a lot of time working with customers, helping them to understand exactly what is required and how they can get connected into the system. And, you know, it'll take a little time, but I think eventually everyone will start getting everything clear as far as what's what and how do they get into the FedNow network.
Indeed. Yeah. And that segues nicely to my next question, which is for Selena and Glenn. Let's flip the coin here a little bit here. Why would a credit union not want to launch FedNow as soon as possible? Selena?
Well, that's a tough one. why would you not
You guys are going full bore with it right now, right?
But I do think for some credit unions, they may opt not to because perhaps the demand isn't there from their membership. Us, we're seeing, yes, our members and businesses want the instant payments or instant availability. But also, there are some institutions who want to wait and let the others adopt, and they'll see how it goes. I think for us, we were very grateful in our partnership with Catalyst. They helped us along the way. But I've also found talking to other credit unions, their concern is really the internal resources or operational resources that would be required to either implement the service or to continue to support the service after it's live.
Yeah. So there's many reasons why, not to like dive in right now, but you want to seriously consider this, I would think. So Glenn, what's your perspective on why a credit union would not want to dive in right away?
Yeah, I think it's something somewhat similar to what we've seen with the RTP network, right? The RTP network, which is an instant payments network as well, was launched about 5 years ago. And so there's been some wait and see from credit unions to get on to an instant payment network. And I think many of them were waiting on FedNow. So I think FedNow has started to increase the momentum. Mm-hmm. But I agree with Selena. I think have some credit unions that are, you know, taking that wait and see approach. They may not have their alignment with their resources, their budget considerations for this year. So it may be a next year kind of consideration as they think about not just budgeting for resources. It's the 24/7, 365, and that's kind of scary when you hear about that. And so I think there, as an industry, this is another area where I think we need to do a good job of educating the automation of that process, and really that if doing it right, there really shouldn't be a significant increase in the amount of resources that need to watch and make sure everything's things are happening in an automated way. And so I think something, and it's back to some of the confusion and misconception. I think the more that financial institutions get confident in the network and in things like security and fraud, and they start seeing the benefits, I think more and more financial institutions are going to go from the wait and see to the adoption phase.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm going to play a little game of ping pong here. I'm going right back to you, Selena, on the benefits for financial institutions using their corporate credit unions here. Because obviously you guys and Catalyst are working together on this. So I want to get your perspective on that angle of instant payments.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think there's several benefits to using credit union. I think for us, we were thrilled that Catalyst offered an end-to-end solution for us to participate, because they handled all the complexities of allowing us to allocate our resources more efficiently.
Yeah.
From the administration side, FedNow transactions are a house for us in one familiar, user-friendly location. Our corporate partner with Catalyst also helped address any liquidity considerations we had in terms of that availability with 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah, indeed. And Glenn, right back at the ball's in your court now.
Yeah, I'll add to the extension of that is the Catalyst partnership with Aptus Solutions, right? Is that partnership really affords us the technology, the transaction, the settlement, that full end-to-end solution? Because FedNow is a great entryway into the payment system, but FedNow is the rails. It's the ability for financial institutions to have access and to connect to one another for instant payments. But you still need a processing and even a front-end solution for your member experience that needs to bolt onto that, because FedNow is just going to get you access to other financial institutions that have made the decision to sign on and participate in FedNow. But it's with just that, you don't have anything. You have to have that processing and that ability to provide instant payments, both from a send and receive standpoint, to your customers. And that's the piece that we work, you know, alongside Eric and his team at Aptus to be able to provide, is that end-to-end piece that does have the connectivity a certification and met all those requirements to be a participant on the FedNow network.
Yeah. And Eric, Glenn has teed you up nicely for the next question, because you actually addressed some of the next question here, Glenn, as well. So what does the process look like between Catalyst, Aptus, the Fed, and financial institution, or credit unions in this case, to get FedNow launched? Because it sounds like there's four parties and all. There's a lot of moving parts going on here, Eric. So yeah. Can you share with us kind of how this all kind of gets wrapped up in a nice bow?
Yeah, and absolutely. To add to what Glenn was saying a little bit, the way I like to explain it is, you know, you get fiber optics coming down your street. You know, the city puts it in.
Yeah.
You're not connected yet. Not until you get that partner to come and connect you
right.
to the network, right?
Right.
So the same thing happens here with FedNow. FedNow is in place, but you're not connected until you get that last bit that comes to your house.
Yep.
And that's where, you know, our solution working with Catalyst helps those financial institutions get connected into the network.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is with a partner like Catalyst, who they take everything and they try to synthesize it and simplify it down for the financial institution so that they take on a lot of the burden to help them get trained, to help them understand what they need to do, how, you know, the paper filled out with the Fed, getting all of that in place so that they can get connected. Now, the one thing I will tell everybody, it's not as easy as maybe some of the other ones, because the one step you have to do is you have to get connected all the way down to your core. This is a fully automated system. There is no manual posting or manual processing involved. It has to go all the way down into your core to be able to validate accounts and to post transactions. So it requires that kind of entrance into your core. And the great thing is that core vendors are recognizing they need to be more open.
Oh yeah.
And they're opening up and they're looking to partner with others out there. We've got a number of cores that we've worked with on a partnership to get connected into their core so that they can go and offer faster payments to their own customers. So that's a big step, I think, for the whole industry to see that start to open up, to see those cores start to partner to get connected in. And that's making it easier for each financial institution then to be able to step to the table and say, yep, I want to use FedNow, and the rails can get connected into their core.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, but yeah, once you get them all set to go. And Selena, I want to get the credit union, because you guys are like, I don't want to say you're the end, because your members are the ones that truly benefit from this, but credit unions are kind of the end point for this. So what's been your experience so far? Because you guys have already launched FedNow and folks are using it. And so what's been your experience as far as working with other parties and getting it going?
I think the process was seamless for us. I think Catalyst and Aptus did all of the heavy lifting to what Eric described and setting that up between now and with our core. I think we were fortunate that our core provider is open. They do offer open banking, so that expedited that connection.
That's great.
But really, Aptus and Catalyst made it simple for us. They navigated it through the implementation. We had weekly calls just to keep us informed, but very little resources on our end. We really just had to come down to making some of the simple decisions on what should that transaction look like when it posts to our core, really just the testing. So we're very fortunate and grateful that we had this partnership with them.
Yeah, and it sounds like things are going quite swimmingly at Pima so far. So that's good news to hear. So, all right, guys, and kind of rounding out the interview here, Glenn, how does a credit union get started with FedNow? What's step one and step two? How do they get going here? That Pima, their seamless experience that they've experienced so far. So how do they get going here?
Well, and several credit, many credit unions are doing this. They're come reaching out to us to see where they go, where their next steps are. So, you know, we've been able to help in that education of that overall, explaining to them the importance of that core connectivity, as well as online and mobile banking as well. Because I think all of those pieces come together. But as Eric mentioned, that core connectivity is very important. And so we're encouraging credit unions to come to us because we can help in that managing of that core connectivity mm-hmm. to let them know maybe it already exists. Like in the example with Selena and Pima's core provider, they're already connected. And yeah. so it's as simple as onboarding process, very much like the experience that Selena had. Gotcha. There are others where that connectivity or that capability with their core may not yet exist, but are avenues that we're working on along with Eric and the Aptus team to make those connections. So we're really encouraging credit unions to come to us because we can help navigate, we can help quarterback all of that yeah. for them. Yeah. We can help with the understanding of what the requirements are at the Federal Reserve with FedNow, with all those, you know, the various forms and things to make sure that they're not turned off ACH processing by virtue of the fact they filled a form minute. Out wrong, right? You know, we can help with that and help with the core piece. We can also help with the settlement piece. We're doing some things there. To make that a very much a seamless solution. So we're asking credit unions come to us. And that's why we're doing a lot of member meetings, town halls, one-on-one visits
for you.
With credit unions to really try to get them to come to us. And it's not just the onboarding and the mechanics, but also talking about how this can fit with a credit union's overall payment strategy. Mm-hmm. So there's the strategic piece as well as more the administrative operational pieces. And we're encouraging those conversations. And so far, there's been a significant increase in credit unions taking us up on that and having those conversations, which I think is a real positive.
Mm-hmm. As well, they should. Sure. And before I let you go, guys, go, Selena, I want to ask you this really quick question here. What was your message to your members about FedNow? I mean, obviously, this is a great value add for your credit union. Was there any special messaging or anything to the membership saying, hey, we can do instant payments now. Yay. Or what was your messaging real quick?
It was a soft message. I think really what we wanted to ensure was we fully understood and had a grasp on the process. We did inform our members. We let them know that we are introducing and offering the service. We asked that they contact us for additional information. Yeah. We do plan on releasing more information in the future once we turn on additional capabilities. We've connected with every member who has expressed to us, hey, we want RTP services or we want faster payment services. What options can you provide me? So we did reach out to those members personally, but we do have plans to further communicate the value that this service is providing to our membership.
Yeah, because I think your average consumer doesn't, when they hear FedNow, they're like, what? So, I mean, we all know it because we're in the industry and we know the vernacular, all the terminology and stuff. So yeah, I'm very curious to see what credit unions are going to be sharing with their credit unions or with their members. So as this rolls out, so good stuff. All right, guys, I know you all have jobs to do. And I don't want to keep you too much longer, but my last question is like, anything else here to add to wrap up? Selena, I'll let you go first. Anything else here to add to wrap up as we are still in the beginning stages of this? So, but any final thoughts on our conversation today?
Really, just some final thoughts. If there are any other credit unions that are looking to explore, I encourage them to seek their corporate credit union as a partner. It's a very great resource in terms of educational resources, but also they will guide you through any implementation.
Well, good message. Good message. Glenn, any final thoughts here?
Well, a couple real quick. One is we couldn't have asked for a better first out of the gate partner credit union than Selena and the team at Pima. I mean, she was a little kind there. They were first, and we learned a tremendous amount because of their working with us and always being there and available for us. So that's first and foremost.
Yep.
The second thing I would add is that first transaction we had did go that first evening of the first day of the general release of FedNow. And it came from another credit union. Star One was the sending credit union that sent the transaction to Pima. And I really think that that is a demonstration of the credit union industry taking on this new payment rail and those that first one of those first transactions being a credit union sending to a credit union. Yeah. I think that was really special, and I think it's indicative of the credit union movement and the fact that credit unions work and help each other and help their members. Yeah. And I think that was just a time of that.
Yeah, a whole new era started that night for sure. So good for you guys for taking that big step. All right, Eric, I'm going to let you have the final word, sir. What's the final word from Aptus?
Yeah, I appreciate this, Mike. And certainly one of the things that I wanted to make sure everybody knows is it was, as Selena mentioned, or trying to figure out how you want to do to your corporate credit union. But then there are also credit unions out there that don't necessarily work with the corporate, or they want to try to figure out on their own.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call and we'll work with you and help you through that process. And then understand that this is the beginning, right? This is, we're at the tip of the iceberg here on what we're seeing with FedNow and faster payments. And as we continue to go out and to grow, and we start seeing how people are using this new channel, this new service of faster payments, we're going to see all kinds of different ways of applying this. And it's going to sprout this whole new industry of different types of payments that leverage this channel, be able to complete that transaction immediately. And so it truly is a revolutionary type of a service that the industry is going to be putting in place, and we're going to experience change in the industry over the next few years as people learn how to use it, as they open up their imagination for different ways of doing payments and creating new services in the market. So it's kind of exciting for everybody, I think.
Very much so. Yeah, very much. I can't wait to see what it looks like, you know, 6 months or a year from now. It's going to be really exciting. And the other thing is, we all go to conferences all year long and we keep hearing that R word, relevancy. This is something, this is a tool, this is a technology that will help your credit union remain relevant and keep you top of the list for your members and other consumers that are looking for something out there. So yeah, I think this is something that will keep you definitely top of mind for folks out there. So good stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your insights and your expertise. And I look forward to another conversation down the road as we really get rolling with this. So thank you again for your time. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.